Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled, Be Strong, Be Courageous.
So our Old Testament reading is taken from the book of Joshua and the very beginning of it.
After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, My servant Moses is dead. Now proceed to cross the Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving them, to the Israelites. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness and the Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea in the west shall be your territory. No one shall be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall put this people in possession of the land that I swore to our ancestors to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to act in accordance with all the law that my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn it to the right hand or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to act in accordance with it, as it is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall be successful. I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And our New Testament is taken from Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic power of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is a word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly, so I must speak. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Two readings that have kind of a theme going through, which is to be strong, to be courageous, and to be led into victory. For Joshua, it was to bring and to be a leader of Israel's, helping the people to get into the promised land. Now, I always, in a sense, envy Joshua, because he had such an amazing mentor. Here it says he was Moses' servant. he had learned from him, and he was now called to be the new leader with a new task. And facing that new task, God made promises to be with him, to give him strength, and ask him not to be afraid, to be courageous. Three times here it says, be strong and courageous. Even at some point says, very courageous. But the promises were also linked to something he had to do, which was to act in accordance with all the law, to keep that very close to his mind and his heart, to meditate day and night. In the New Testament, we also are called to be strong, to be courageous. And the place to be strong is in the Lord and in the strength of his power. And there is a battle, but it's a different kind of battle that Joshua was involved with. For him was a physical battle, and mostly the Jews knew about those great battles of getting into the promised land. But for us now, they are spiritual battles. We're not called to fight physically as Christians to bring about the good news of Jesus. We are not called to impose that on people, but we are called to be witnesses. And our struggles, therefore, are not against people in themselves, but they're against two areas. One, we could call them human institutions or systems. Systems that influence decisions, rules, rulers, governments. And the second one are spiritual forces. Those are placed in heavenly places. And before, whether they are systems or spiritual forces, we are called to stand for what is right and for what is true. And so there is a picture there of a soldier having belt, but it's a belt of truth. Having a breastplate, but that's of right living, righteousness, doing the will of God. There are shoes, but it is about witnessing of the good news of peace, what God has done in and through Jesus Christ. It's about a shield, but the shield is our trust in God, that he is with us always. It's about a helmet, but the helmet is about God's rescuing plan for his world and what he already has done in our lives. And they're all defensives. They're all to help us stand firm. There is one that is offensive, one sword, and that is the word of God. So how do we use scripture? How do we help others to understand and hear afresh the word of God in our situation that will challenge the systems of evil? Evil systems, unjust systems, systems that oppress the least, the last, and the lost. And how can we stand against spiritual forces in our prayers? And that's why then Paul says, pray. At the heart of how we as Christian can stand is in prayer at all time. It's interesting that, yes, when you are ordained, you have more time to pray. But actually here Paul says, we should, all Christians should have time to pray throughout the day. We should find ways and patterns. And just in a moment, we will pray for a group in our church who will go for a retreat day, and that they will find ways, not just on that day, but rhythms of prayer in their own lives, so that prayer becomes something throughout the day. Prayer of thanksgiving, prayer of praise, prayers of request and supplication. Paul here says, keep alert. Persevere always. And he asked to be prayed for. He realized that he needs the strength, the guidance, and the revelation from God to help him with all his knowledge and all his training, he still needs God to come in so that he will know what to use, what not to use, how to speak, so that he can be bold explaining the good news of Jesus in ways that connects and that are relevant, but that are also faithful and bold. So let's continue to pray also for all those who regularly speak the gospel, not just the witnesses of all Christians, but those in churches who stand, who seek to be faithful in their teaching, sometimes who have to speak words of warning, correction. Let's pray that there will be encouragers. And let's pray that those who need to make decisions, like our bishops, will seek God, will seek to hear God's word for us, and will faithfully teach it and guide the church.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.